In an opinion issued Tuesday, an appeals court in Washington, D.C. struck down several monitoring requirements that were part of new regulations the North Pacific Fishery Management Council passed several years ago. The court agreed with Fishing Company of Alaska, which had sued the federal government over how those requirements were written and had lost in the lower courts. Attorney David Frula represented FCA in the case. He says the requirements were added outside of the public process in which these things are supposed to happen.
That was done without any North Pacific Fishery Management Council consideration of the issue at all, and without any vote by the council or underlying analysis as to whether that made any sense, not only whether it made any sense, but what the benefit to be gained from that was.
At issue was something called Amendment 79. The amendment targeted the Bering Sea bottom trawl vessels, known as the Head and Gut Fleet, and what it did was limit the amount of bycatch, or non-targeted fish, the boats could throw overboard. The three requirements that the appeals court ordered vacated had to do with how exactly that was enforced, and they would have required a lot of equipment changes on FCA's boats, which make up about a quarter of the Head and Gut Fleet. The requirements were added to the amendment by the National Marine Fisheries Service, and the North Pacific Council signed off on them without deliberation, which is why they were struck down on Tuesday. The ruling doesn't do anything to the rest of the regulations limiting bottom trawling, which is why the environmental groups that filed briefs in support of the federal government on the case are claiming victory too. Michael Levine is with the organization Oceana.
Oceana got involved in this litigation really to emphasize the agency's conservation obligation here, their authority and responsibility to reduce bycatch, and so as far as we're concerned, this is a major victory.
The court's opinion was critical of North Pacific Council Executive Director Chris Oliver, who was unavailable for comment this week. Council Deputy Director David Witherell says the council hasn't discussed the opinion yet, and it would be premature of him to comment on it. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.